I think we got it last week.
Hey.
April Fools.
You would have to throw that in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, next up on our agenda, we have an Arbor Day proclamation. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees, and whereas the holiday called Arbor Day was first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska, and whereas Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world, and whereas trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, lower our heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife, and whereas trees are a renewable source giving us paper, wood for our homes, fuel for our fires, and countless other wood products, and whereas trees in our city increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of business areas, and beautify our community, and whereas trees, wherever they are planted, are a source of joy and spiritual renewal, therefore I, Scott McDonald, Mayor of the City of Washington Borough, do hereby proclaim April 24, 2014 as Arbor Day in the City of Washington Borough, and I urge all citizens to celebrate Arbor Day and to support efforts to protect our trees and woodlands. And further, I urge all citizens to plant and care for trees to gladden the heart and promote the well-being of this and future generations. That brings us to our council appearance. Mr. Dietz, you're up first.
All right. Mayor, council people.
Talk about this for a second. This is, I'm a low budget operation, so I have to take the pictures, present the awards, and speak to you.
Okay.
My name is Wayne Dietz, and I'm the president and CEO of D&H Alternative Risk Solutions and Skylands Risk Management, and we are the insurance agent risk manager for the Borough of Washington. In February, at the annual meeting of the Statewide Insurance Fund, I had the pleasure to accept an award on behalf of the borough, and I'm here tonight to present that. The Statewide Insurance Fund Chairman, Mr. Thomas Russo, presented the Borough of Washington with a plaque recognizing their commitment to safety throughout 2013. The presentation was held at the Statewide Insurance Fund's annual reorganization meeting at the Old Mill Inn in Basking Ridge. The Chairman, Mr. Russo, noted, and Mr. Russo is the manager in the town of Newton, all of the officials of the Statewide Insurance Fund, of which you're a member, are all either CFOs or business officials or managers or clerks in their respective municipalities. So it is typically municipally run, and they're all volunteers, by the way. The core mission of Statewide is to provide affordable, comprehensive insurance coverage to New Jersey public entities. A second award that was given to just a few of the members there was the 20th Anniversary Award. The Statewide Fund was formed in 1994, and the Borough of Washington is a charter member of that organization and is celebrating their 20th year. And you also received an award in honor of that as well. I always get questions, here about training and what have you. And one of the things I wanted to say about the training, the Borough of Washington is an active participant in all training seminars that are provided, be it PEOSHA training or, just unique public official training, that type of thing. And in fact, last year, your manager, Christine, was the catalyst for a specific seminar that was hosted here in the Borough of Washington on employee safety and active shooters in the workplace. It was a topic that we're hearing all over the country, and we've found that it can happen just about anywhere. And the seminar, we brought an expert in the field, 26 years experience, up from South Carolina, and she presented not only to the Borough of Washington's employees, but also we invited other local municipalities to send their employees and take advantage of the training as well. We're also, any training that the fund does not provider does not hold the expertise to provide. We have started to contract with other consultants, which we provide free of charge, for other specialized trainings. And those, a list of those will be coming out, too. So you'll have an advantage. You guys have a lot on your plate. I recognize that. But if there's something that catches your eye, we'll schedule something on an evening, and we'll bring the person up here. Okay. And now I'll present the award.
Want me to take the picture for you?
Would you?
It's mostly your work that gets it.
The first award, as I said, is for attention to safety, in particular in the area of workers' compensation. All the employees here, the supervisors and what have you, pay special attention, and it pays off in terms of low frequency and severity of injury. And the second award is, as I said, really for just, you know, kind of being a front runner and being proactive out there. 20 years a member in the statewide insurance fund. Congratulations.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Recreation, Mr. Cioni.
Recreation. What is the minute?
Can I preface what you're about to say here?
Sure.
Okay. I received these late on Friday afternoon, and they did not make it into your council packet. There's two pages there.
Is that the budget?
Yeah. I think we had discussed previously, Natasha and I, providing you with a spreadsheet of our budget. We found out recently that we're down $69,640.23 from last year. Vic had brought this information to my attention. We wanted to see where we were with the numbers first before we brought him in, and Natasha and I are very comfortable with Vic's request, so we've asked Vic to come in and present to council.
Well, welcome. Thank you for having us here. First, before we get started, I just want to really introduce you, Michael Terminelli. He's our new recreation director. Michael lives in the town. He's lived here most of his whole life. He's got a lot of strong ties to the community. He's a fantastic guy. He's got a great background. We're really, truly blessed to have him with us. So I'm thrilled. Now I can take a break. And I'm trying not to pester Mike too much. So hopefully, if I get too much of him to be a pain, he'll just tell me to go away. Any questions you have on anything specific to recreation, you can go through Mike or you can ask me, and I can get that information from Mike. Either way, whatever you're comfortable with. Our recreation ask this year is less than what it was last year. Actually, all the items we're asking for is less than what we spent on the fence repairs from last year. Most of the items on this list are infrastructure repairs to the electrical and security, some plumbing repairs to the buildings. Some of the things we're asking for is for efficiency, green, the air dryers, which we were thankful that we got $1,000 as part of that grant to cover, defer some of the costs of those air dryers. Electrical upgrades were $4,600. Those are some of the repairs to the existing things that do not work and things that we need improvements on. I reached out to about 15 local area electricians, and only two of them met me at the park to go through the scope of work. So the two that we received bids from, same scope of work, Chief Electric was the lowest bid. at 4,600. Schifano Electric, they wanted over 12,000 for the same scope of work. The air dryers we've talked about, the hand dryers. There's a lot of reasons we want to do the hand dryers. One, it's more sanitary. Two, it saves us a lot of money on towels, because people, when they dry their hands, they grab a whole handful and throw them in the garbage. And they've thrown them in toilets and clogged toilets, which means we have to get a plumber to unclog the toilets a lot of times, and that's a pain. It's a less of a stocking ordering thing. So it's definitely a need to have. The pool vacuum no longer functions properly. We had it rebuilt, so to speak, a couple of years ago, but we can't even get parts for it now. The one that we're looking to get is scaled perfectly for the size of the pool that we need. Plus, it goes up and down the sides, which none of the other ones ever did. So that should give us a cleaner pool much faster than the 10 hours it used to take the other one to do a half-hearted job. So that's critical that we get that as well, especially with all the repairs and upkeep that we did with the pool last year. Plumbing repairs, just miscellaneous water leaks, urinal broken, stuff like that. There's some shower issues we have at the pump of the pool house. The speakers for the grandstand is one of the things that we thought we would definitely want to do this year, to have outdoor mounted speakers so that we can announce games, whether they're softball games, soccer games. One of the things we did last year with soccer with the little kids is we dragged out all the heavy equipment and just, gave introductions and stuff to the soccer kids, which they were thrilled about. So I think going back to the old days when games would be announced over the PA, we think that would be a good draw for not only for people to hear in the community, but also kids that want to have their numbers called out in the game. The mirrors are a minor thing in the bathrooms, but we're not ADA compliant, and these bathroom mirrors would bring us up to ADA compliance, especially for handicapped people. We lost the refrigerator last year. It was really a work of God. It was probably somebody's left out on somebody's street, and somebody threw it in a snack bar because it was just a piece of garbage. So that had to be replaced to store our food. And the graffiti proofer system, and you guys are well aware of the graffiti problems we have at the pavilion. Our new park maintenance worker, Scott, started today, actually, and we went through a maintenance list already, and part of that maintenance list is to sand down the pavilion columns, restain them, and coat them with a graffiti proofer so that, you know, if there is graffiti in the future, it could be remedied pretty easily. Because right now, the grandstand is unusable. I wouldn't ask anybody to go to that pavilion to rent it out because it's just vulgar. So, you know, just in general, the graffiti proofer is not only for the pavilion. It could be for the fencing that we're going to do around the dumpster. It could be for the play sets, those types of things. Again, I want people in the community to be able to go to the park and not have to take their kids out of the park because they're not comfortable there.
What you need is a security camera there.
Several security cameras. We definitely are going to look into that next year. I think the prices have become more competitive than they were a couple of years ago when I did the initial research, and the technology's gotten better. And I think next year it would be a much more plausible solution to do a wireless network setup next year. So that's still not going to help necessarily. We still need the police involvement to be more proactive.
No, absolutely.
If we can get the police to monitor those cameras from their cars, so much the better, you know, to be proactive and responsive. I mean, part of the updates we did last year with the security lighting and the grandstand, the fencing, is to keep kids out of that area, but they still find their ways in, so it's never going to be 100%, but something's better than nothing. We got to keep trying and dissuade them from vandalizing. So really, our budget request as a total comes out to $11,328. Most of the stuff we're going to have to get on right away, especially the upgrades for the electrical security systems, the pool vacuum, those types of things, because this month we're draining the pool. So we're going to drain the pool, clean it, scrape it, paint whatever patching up, you know, from last year that we need to do, fill it again. So once we fill it again, we got to start vacuuming it. Our swim team season starts the first week of June as far as practice goes, so the pool has to be ready first week of June. So everything here is fairly critical for us to to operate this year, operate efficiently, I should say. So, any questions from anybody?
I have more, real short. The fees, are they going to stay the same?
Correct, yep.
Okay. And so, based on the savings that we had from the budget before, you're asking for $11,000 in round numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us $58,000, that's still a penny and a half.
Correct.
I make a motion to give the rec commission $11,328.
Second.
Okay,
is there any other discussion?
Yeah, I have just some questions on it. Does this mean that, on the first item that you had put down, does this mean that with the dryers, you're not going to at all use paper towels? Yeah, so it's going to eliminate that cost in the
well,
future?
We would have, we would have paper towels in the outside bathrooms that face the basketball court. Generally, they're not open. The only people that use them generally are the lifeguards for overflow. I know the girl lifeguards don't use the girls' bathrooms. They go to the outside girls' bathrooms, and that's okay. And if we have night games for basketball, we open up the bathrooms. So we would use regular paper towels for that, for there. We might keep some on hand just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the whole idea is to go
get rid of it.
Paper, yeah.
I had a couple other questions on your pool vacuum. Is there a warranty that comes with it? 5 years or something?
Yeah, it's a couple year warranty. I'm not 100% what the warranty is, but the company, we've used them before, and I've done some research on the actual type of pool clean, you know, the actual model, and it's very highly rated, very functional. And I actually, there's a YouTube video out there on how to set it up and use it, and it's literally like a one person bumping in the pool and walk away.
Nice.
Which is a heck of a lot better than the beast that's there now. It takes like an army to get it into the pool.
Okay.
You're a strapping young man there.
I'm not sure about the young part.
Yeah,
strapping part.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed too, the other question, the last one I have, is in regard to the labor, you didn't project any increase in the amount of staff or anything like that?
We're not increasing staff this year. If anything, we might scale back slightly with some of the pool managers and stuff like that, because we found last year there was a lot of overlap and people were complaining they weren't getting enough hours. We will increase slightly the amount of pay for the seasonal employees like the lifeguards and stuff like that based on seniority and stuff like that. The reason being, it's interesting because the Minimum Wage Act for New Jersey doesn't apply to municipal employees and stuff like that. Remember you had sent me that? So we're exempt. So we don't have to pay the 8.25. However, our competition isn't exempt, so they're the ShopRites, the A&Ps, and all those places who are taking our cashiers and our lifeguards because they're going to pay better. So we have to at least be comparable to what our competitors, even if we're exempt, we still have to be, we're still competing for the same talent. So again, it's a sacrifice, and you know, to Dave's point, we're not raising fees because I'm hoping that if we get better weather this year, last year we had a really rainy August, we'll make up the difference in volume. You know, because I absolutely don't want to raise fees because I think what we offer is super competitive and fair compared to the surrounding communities. So, you know, again, we just have to be real careful on the little items and the staffing and stuff like that, so that we, in the aggregate, make out ahead. So that's why I'm trying not to.
This is enough because I want to make sure you have enough staff to cover.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be fine, and we actually made inroads and have a good relationship with community service again. So that's going to help us out, supplement our existing workforce.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Sorry, Rich.
The electrical, is that just the grandstands?
No, that's
the other baseball diamond?
That is the grandstand area, the pavilion area, and the pool house area.
So it doesn't include the other baseball field?
Steinhardt?
Yeah.
There's no electrical there at all.
I thought there was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other question is the plumbing. Would that take care of plumbing problems over the other field too or not?
That's a leak that's completely separate from what we're asking
okay.
for. At that point, it's the water companies. The onus is on them to find the leak, mm-hmm. and then for us to decide how we're going to fix it. And we don't use water at Barrowfield anyway.
Mm-hmm.
think I had reported previously in one of my reports that there was a leak there.
Right.
It has to be.
Right. Yeah.
Because we're not using that pit. So if there's a water bill for that meter, then there's a leak just by default.
Okay.
Do you have any questions of Mike? Put him on the spot. Get him used to...
Just congratulations. Welcome to this. Welcome to the area.
Any other questions on the motion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
There's just one quick thing. Mike's going to come before you guys probably at your next meeting. We want to do a addition to the pool area in a zero entryway splash pad for the children adjacent to the existing kiddie pool. This would be totally funded out of recreation using the developer's agreement monies that do recreation. All of this is contingent upon getting that money. It would be fully funded by recreation. There would be no fee increase to any of the sports programs.
You'd get so many people. That'd be awesome.
Well, that would be...
Kitten Falls has one of those. Those things are great.
Well, it would not only benefit children, it would benefit handicapped, and it would benefit senior citizens that are not so mobile, because right now our pool doesn't have a zero entry way in. So this would be another, you know, we have a handicap lift which we have to install, but a lot of times they just want to cool off. They don't have to worry about getting in and out of the pool, especially when all the kids are there.
So
the baby pool has a zero.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, they're not necessarily going to go in there.
You mean the thing where the old different things come out shooting out of the ground, and that's one
sprays,
of the...
Yeah.
The umbrella thing comes down. That'd be awesome.
But because of the enormity of the cost, and we're looking at a project cost of around $130,000 to do it soup to nuts, and that includes engineering, because it is very expensive to get that equipment, and some excavation work has to happen. It would be in a dead area of the kiddie pool area that's not even used because it's a hill. Again, fully funded by REC, but because of the enormity of the cost, I have to get council's approval before I start spending money. You know, I don't want to start spending REC money, and you guys are like, we don't want this, you know. So Mike's going to come before you guys probably by himself to give you a full presentation about the pad and the benefits and stuff like that, but it's definitely a project that if we get that money, I want to start it probably after pool close, so it'll be ready for 2015.
Christine, can you get us a copy of the developer's agreement?
I
don't know.
I know it's dedicated to REC, that money, but
I
thought it's dedicated to that railroad park area. As long as
it's
not fully dedicated to
REC. Just dedicated to REC for their use. It was suggested that they use it right there, and there still should be enough left to
use
over there.
I hope something
is
on. There's going to be things that we're going to need stuff, you know, in the very near future, probably in the next 5 years, we're probably going to have to get the pool resurfaced, because that was never done as part of the original pool restoration. That's possible. We'll definitely get something custom made for that.
I'll give you a wish list.
We're talking about a walking trail at Railroad Avenue Park, which we try to get grant money for, which we returned down.
We'll try again this year.
We'll get to apply. I mean, it's not a problem. The problem we run into is that we're not an urban area, so we're rolling the totem pole for grants. But that's all. I just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm not expecting any decisions tonight, but I just want to give you, put that thought in your head and get ready for the presentation next time.
Okay.
So if you have any questions about anything, of course, reach out to me or Mike. And thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. That brings us to the minutes of our budget meeting of February 11th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the minutes?
Yeah, just one question. I was going to say in council remarks, but I'll just say it now. When will Joe Trinity come about?
He has something that he's ready to prepare to council, so I expect him April 15th.
April 15th? All right,
yeah.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'm abstaining. I wasn't here.
Correspondence.
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on correspondence?
Yeah, the second one? For Mr. Coleman.
Okay.
Have we looked into what he's asking for? I mean, I don't know how much it is, how big, where this is even at.
It's behind
probably right in 156. That's the alley that's directly behind that.
I have some questions on that.
Did you take the map up and look at it?
I did. I looked at it. What I had, my questions are, I could understand that a developer would want to put a road in there, but on that map, and I don't know if this is going to be his proposed plan that he's going to submit to the planning board as well, but if it is, I would recommend that they put a cul-de-sac or someplace for emergency vehicles to turn around, because it looks like it does not continue through to Hillcrest, which is comes off Mozart. I don't know if you're familiar with the...
Yeah, it's dead end.
So, yeah, it would be just a simple dead end, which is only 20 feet, and there's no turnaround for emergency vehicles. It would be very difficult. So I would recommend that. You know, I just took a brief overlook today at the map, so...
Is this something that council would like to consider in the future? Maybe take a look at the area? I know he plans to subdivide. That's really what we're asking for. Is this something council would consider?
Yes.
Okay.
Consider.
Because that was a mess that we had to clean up that area back there at one time. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. I don't remember what it was about, but I remember the names that you're dropping there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I can work with Judy on getting the proper documents together to vacate that the council is interested.
That's behind Jack's glass.
We have another big problem. Emergency vehicles not being able to turn around.
Okay, so I guess we want a motion then to address this?
We already have one to receive and file this stuff.
True. We'll wait until after that.
Right.
Okay. And
what about our two new correspondents that we got on our table today?
Well, right now the motions for receiving and filing, and then
we'll include them in the receive and file, and then we'll make the other motions after that. And we have the judge wants some clarification on one of our ordinances. Would the ordinance committee like to take care of that and make a recommendation, or do we just
sure, we could
discuss
do that,
that?
Next meeting if you'd like. Yeah.
So we should probably hold off on these two other additional correspondences, because that probably plays into impeding the traffic.
Yes.
Normally when they present that, you know, their request.
I know, I've approved them every year, but now that I've gotten this thing from the judge and we're going to reevaluate that whole ordinance.
I don't think it's going to affect it.
Anyway. There is something that says you have to leave X amount of feet.
Yeah.
I can't tell you off the top of my head what it is.
But we'll certainly review it and get back to you by next meeting, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, then all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, then the rest of the motions.
Let's ask a question, I'm sorry. Did I understand that the dining table is going to be put out to that long?
Is that what we want to do?
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm okay with the dining tables out there. I don't think it's going
to
affect the
traffic. I think we have to deal with them tonight.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that they were okay for the upcoming festival that we had on April 26th. Really important to them. And just to also voice that, you know, it was definitely recommended by David Milder in our marketing action plan.
Yeah, it's in the correspondence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, you want to start off there?
You need a motion to look into the request from Mr. Coleman?
To draft the documents?
I would say look into the request.
Okay.
Yeah, look into the request.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Also in an email, I don't know if everybody saw it, we had a letter for a table, the tables from Kathy's Cove.
I didn't get that email.
Well, I'd like to include those to do it for the Lost Ladies, for the Donut Factory, and for Kathy's Cove.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Just one quick question. Do they have to do that every year? Because Kathy usually has tables out. Every year they got to do it?
Yeah. You do have to make a request.
Okay. At this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimonies from guests. Okay. you know the drill, but I'll tell you again anyway. Name and address for the record, please.
Melissa Holmes, 173 Riva Drive, Hackettstown. All right. I really didn't want to have to come here. I apologize ahead of time. In the fall of 2013, while employed by the Borough of Washington, a labor investigation began into Washington Borough's comp time practices. During the investigation, they requested a spreadsheet from the borough with all hours worked, which they reviewed, adjusted, and returned to the borough. On that spreadsheet, it clearly stated that I had incurred 395.63 hours of overtime comp time and 647.25 hours of regular comp time. They also discovered four other employees that had not been paid properly. Since the Federal Labor Department is only regulated to force agencies to pay overtime, payment was made for the exact amount of 395.63 hours. At that time, the federal investigator informed me that the borough was not only aware of the regular comp hours due, but was looking forward to meet me and work out a resolution. I contacted the borough manager that week, who informed me that according to her calculations, I was owed 251 regular comp hours, which is coincidentally the figure if you subtract the overtime hours from the regular hours. I immediately emailed the federal investigator, who again informed me that the borough was given the spreadsheet and was aware of the correct figures. I shortly after entered an open request of the said spreadsheet, both initial spreadsheet from the borough and the adjusted spreadsheet from the federal investigator. I received a reply from Ms. Blanchard stating that there was no official notice that the case was closed and therefore she would not release a copy, but that I could come in and go over the spreadsheet with herself and the HR department. In mid-January, I resigned from my position mainly due to the environment that work had turned into after the investigation began. And at that time, I requested payment with my last paycheck. That would have been January 31st. To date, there have been no attempts made to pay the income. On March 5th, I sent a certified letter asking 30 days. Shortly after, I read in the paper that the federal, the director of the Division of Wage and Hour Board stated that the case was absolutely closed, so I put in a second open request for the spreadsheet. Again, this time
the request was to Washington Borough?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, I put in a second request for the spreadsheet, and I also put in a request for any communication that involved myself either being paid or refusal of myself being paid. I received the spreadsheet, then I received an email asking to extend the deadline for the emails until April 1st, which has been today, but I still have not received any of that information. I feel like I've been extremely patient since I resigned. I have made numerous attempts to resolve the matter. The last thing I want to do is have to go to an attorney and make taxpayers put out a ridiculous amount of dollars for lawyer costs and whatever else a lawyer would go after that I really isn't what I... regardless of whether I may be due to it, isn't what I want to do. I just want it to be done and over with. And I sent in an email this morning because my attorney has given me the statute of limitations, which I'm sure it's well known that time is of the essence with that. And I'm going to follow his suggestions to where this Friday is when I'm going to sign a retainer, and I really don't want to. I genuinely don't want.
I'm unfamiliar with the statute of limitations in this regard. Could you enlighten me on that, please?
Sure.
How long is it? And when does it start, kind of thing?
Well, that's it's not very clearly stated. I know it's a year. Oh my goodness! Sorry, hold on. There's so many different ones that they would go after. There's one that's a year, there's one that's 90 days from the date of my initial asking, which would have been January, 1 or 2 years for Federal Labor Standards Act, 1 year for Conscientious Employee Protection Act.
So essentially you're not sure exactly which one applies to this case.
The attorney plans on going after all of them, which is what I don't really
Okay, so the 90-day one is the time is of the essence one.
Correct.
It seems like all the other ones are a year.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm coming to hopefully resolve the situation without having to go that route.
Okay.
If I just need to make a statement and step back with that, that's fine, but...
No, I think that would be about all that we could do this evening.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, is there anyone else? Hearing none, I'd accept a motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions. Reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the reports as presented.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the reports? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Shoot, I did have a question.
Well, go ahead.
I was going flicking through all of them. On the one from Natasha, thank you for providing it. I like getting this report. The second one having to do with sewers? The first quarter, 2014 taxes, and then the second section, is that sewer?
It must be. She forgot to label it. I'll verify that with her.
Right. And the we haven't gotten this report in a long time.
Right.
The numbers were kind of similar last year, like the last time we did get it. And so my concern is with the sewer collection rate, what I don't understand is at least like with taxes, you have the reserve for uncollected taxes.
Right.
How do we recoup the money, you know, the 60% that's not paying?
Well, they go to tax sale. They're included in our tax sale area.
Oh, okay.
Right. So any municipal lien, which is taxes, sewer rent, goes to tax sale. So for sewer, that's how we recoup the money. The state doesn't mandate that we have a reserve for uncollected sewer funds, just taxes.
Okay. All right. So somehow you get the money.
We do. There's a lot of lien holders that come in and buy up sewer because they're cheap.
Okay.
They're only $300, $400, $500, maybe $1,000, versus taxes, which could be over 12.
Right. Okay. All right.
By the way, in regards to this collection rate for the taxes, based on last year, is it just a little bit less good?
The tax collection rate?
Yeah, I mean, sure. In the 90s, it's still very good. No.
I would have to verify where we were last year at this time
okay.
to give you an honest answer. I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be
okay.
Good. Thanks.
Okay, let's do it again then. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. The Green Team would like a council liaison.
I nominate the mayor.
I'm glad you did, because I was going to volunteer.
I second the nomination.
Okay, do there have to be a council motion, or can I just appoint myself?
I think you're going to appoint yourself.
Okay. Well,
pretty
informal. If there are no objections, I'll appoint myself.
You're
going to
do it great. Thank you.
And thank you for thinking of me, Mr. Higgins. Very gracious of you.
We're all in favor.
We have no old business.
Well, wait, can I add a little bit to the committee reports?
Sure.
Okay. The streets committee met yesterday, and the sewer committee met again yesterday. We didn't talk too much about the sewer because we're still waiting for the letter for the property easement. For
the side of the area, the piping thing.
Yes. Okay. So as soon as we get all that taken care of, we can move on that. It's going to be delayed. We were under the impression when we had our meeting in January that we would probably break ground sometime this month. That's
not going to happen.
Government at its finest. Anyway, let's get to the Streets Committee. Paul and I met. Dick was unable to meet with us. We got a list of prices for signs from DepCor. Dick went out and got some prices of some signs, too, and the difference in the prices of the signs are $23.80 or 38 cents versus $8.80. from the Department of Corrections. So we can get 100 signs, and on those signs, it's no parking here to the corner, parking one side of the street only, no parking when road is snow covered.
2 hour parking?
There's 2 hour parking. There's stop signs, you name it, they have it. So, you know, where Nick started out, the handicap, he did the handicap inventory. How many of them couldn't you find yet?
I couldn't find three, which were no signs, no painted blue, that just totally
were gone. And we have a total of how many, 48?
No, that's the whole list right there. There's like seven that are not being
used.
Yes. Okay.
16, and seven are not being used. We also have to get our engineer involved, so we're going to have to talk about that after we meet again to measure the roads, to determine through him what it is that, you know, is acceptable through the Department of Transportation, and when there's no parking on either side of the street, parking on the street. So we're making progress.
Thank you.
And the painting?
Oh, yeah, the curb painting.
Think about doing that, right?
Yeah, we also talked about the community service, getting community service involved. Yellow curbs, we're going to need to go after them because they're all chipping and faded.
Good.
Big time.
Any update with the DOT?
As far as what?
Washington Avenue?
I have no update on the avenue. Okay. But I will tell you that I looked into Grand Avenue, and we are painting it, and we're placing the no parking here at the corner sign there this week, actually.
Okay, good. How far back are we moving?
Well, 25 feet, they said.
It stays according to the DOT.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
According to the DOT specs.
It's what?
DMV?
DOT specs.
Right.
25 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Christine, did you hear anything?
Okay.
Did you hear anything over for by the church?
The one on Yomas Avenue?
No.
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
The grant?
Oh, no, nothing. So she's talking about the dangerous turn. We are going to order that sign. And Rudy, since you're in the audience, we ordered your sign, too.
Okay, what about signs?
The one with no motorized vehicle.
The federal property stuff,
your request.
What is the statute again for front of a fire hydrant? Is it 10 feet or 15 feet?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
Do you know that one, Rich?
It's got right here.
I believe those should be painted as well.
Within 10 feet of fire hydrant, and 25 feet in front of the driveway or entrance to any fire station, and 75 feet on the street opposite the fire station entrance.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
We talked in an effort to speed up this process. If you can contact Chris, I don't know if we need approval to do this, but to submit his letter not to exceed for the engineering costs to do that. Once the easement is approved, that he could get started on it, so we could have that at our next meeting, so we could speed things up.
We jump from streets to sewers real quick.
Yeah. We did that yesterday, too. Let's see.
Was that it for streets?
We also have to find out from the attorney whether or not the contract has to be amended with Veolia if they're going to do it. You know, in there it says that they can do our collection system, but we're going to need something from Kevin, too, that is going to give us a cost of how much that's going to be. So that when we get all these approvals, we can just jump right on.
That's
right. All right.
When's the next meeting?
What, for the sewer committee? I don't know.
We'll get some of those letters back.
Yeah. I have no idea yet.
Okay.
There is one thing that we talked about, too. If the road department can provide a release for the public or even to us as, you know, the purpose of not going to the curb plowing. You know what I mean?
Frequently asked questions sheet, maybe? Something like a frequently asked questions sheet?
Yeah, something like, you know, why, you know, listen, just a brief explanation. Listen, you know.
Why do you plow it up on my sidewalks? Why do you plow it away from the curb? Yeah.
Parking in there, something that we can release to, you know, say, all right, listen, these guys are the experts here. This is the reason why.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm, I think okay. That'd be great.
And we also talked about the
cinders
alongside the road. Thank you, Paul. You know, there's probably
reuse them, sweep them up,
yeah,
reuse them.
Sweep them up, reuse them, dump them in a pile, and you know, I mean, if there's bottles, glass, and all that other stuff in there, naturally.
Sometimes there is.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
But if there was any way that maybe we could sift it before we dumped it, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
there's a lot of money laying on the side of the road.
Mm.
The question obviously is, will it cost us more to sift it than it is to buy new?
No, you can make a sifter out of a screen. Not a big deal.
I'm just saying.
Power.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There is actually a lot of money laying on the side of the road.
Mm.
Right. Yeah.
There's not a problem with the street sweeper, right? That should be functional.
No, it is functional. It's been out.
Well, this week.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. It's notorious for breaking down because of
various
things put in the road.
You guys heard about it. Yeah.
Breakdown?
Yeah.
All of that.
Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any other committee reports once we're at it? Okay. Resolution 44-2014, release of escrow for PNC Bank.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Let's do a roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Saliva?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
All right, resolution 45-2014, release of a performance bond for PNP of Washington.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Another roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Saliva?
Yes.
Okay, 46-2014, an option agreement for easement and right-of-way with New Jersey American Water.
Before someone makes a motion, I just want to state that Janine pointed out that the cost is $125,000, not $100,000. So we need to make that change into the resolution.
Okay.
$125,000.
Correct,
$125,000.
Well, it's $5,000. No, it's $25,000
more than what's stated in the resolution. It's a typo.
Keep in mind, they have to go before the township,
don't they, to get approval? Okay. We have the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Also, in the deed of easement, the agreement there, it's $100,000.
Right, I know.
Okay.
I have a lot to discuss.
Go for it.
I thoroughly read the agreement, and first of all, I don't like the amount, but second of all, I think in the agreement, it needs to be written that, because you know if there's a water tower there, it's going to be used also for cell phone commercial antennas, and I think the borough should receive a portion of those fees.
Or all the fees. I mean, that's a separate.
So
that's
I think
separate,
that needs to be.
Right.
Does New Jersey American Water receive the fees if they place a cell phone?
They do.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I would be against that because I believe that the borough should be receiving all those. We could restrict the aerial rights to them for that.
They put the cell phone towers on top of the water tower.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And the water company receives the money.
I'm pretty sure there's
a
third party.
That goes to
unless
the property
we stop
owner.
It.
The property owner
right.
is us.
But and that needs to be in this agreement
it
that
does.
We would get.
I agree 100%.
We would get the another thing. It's kind of confusing when you look at it. They won't put anything else on the property? Like, and can we ever use the property for anything? Like, why don't we just sell the whole thing then if we can never put anything on it? If you read the agreement, it looks like we can never do anything else on that property.
I don't think they want to purchase it.
Yeah, I think I don't think they wanted to purchase it either, and there's really not much.
Because we'll never be able to
do that.
We'll
isn't that the old dump site?
Yeah, that's the old
we
dump
site.
We
can't do anything with that property anyway.
It's the old dump site.
If we wanted to put up a shed or something, you
yeah,
see, that's what I'm saying. With the way the agreement is written,
yeah.
We can't do anything else on that property, and it's our property.
Because
and they're not buying the property.
DEP closed it down.
Right. You.
There might be a need in the future
to
use it as a
property.
Use it
putting
as
brush
a
or
right.
So,
exactly.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, that could...
I just don't think the agreement is in our favor. I don't think this agreement is in the borough's favor at all down the road.
Absolutely.
So, and if the number is what it is, I think we should recommend that they reduce our fire hydrant tariff charge,
you
know, every year. Think about what the cost is that they're willing to give us for the easement. That's not even 2 years of fire hydrant water charges.
Yeah, and this should...
and this is
going to
be forever, indefinitely?
More.
Anyway, I'm not in favor of the agreement as it is right now.
Neither am I.
I have to withdraw my motion. Who made the second?
I have Councilwoman Conrad.
Okay, you're willing to withdraw your second?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to resend this back to get it reviewed.
And did the attorney
even
right?
Yes,
and then
she did.
Then
with
the
several
points,
times,
with
yeah,
the
well,
points that Janine had brought up, and this way maybe we can renegotiate.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't read into it what you read into it, but I wasn't looking for that either.
Right.
Yeah, I just think about the cell stuff.
Good move.
But that is
so,
really
yeah,
important.
Yeah, let's get that clarified.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so that's my motion.
Second. Okay. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, 48-2014, for retention of the tax sale certificate.
What about
47?
That was being held, I thought you said.
Oh. You know what?
Well, I held that.
Yes.
I'm personally holding them up, but if council wishes to...
That should be on hold. We should not have to pay a dime for that.
No, I agree with you.
They need to set up an escrow. If they don't set up an escrow, we're not doing anything else.
Jimmy and I had a discussion about this, the treatment works approval for the Superfund site down that the mayor had talked about Park Avenue?
Park Avenue.
Right. They're going to put up a treatment works plant on the Park Avenue property. They've been in contact, obviously, with our sewer engineer, our municipal engineer, our planning board professionals, and have to date paid only half of our professional bills, which I took them to task about a year and a half ago when this first started, told them to put up an escrow, and they told me because they're the EPA, they do not have to. They promised payment when I received the invoices. So Friday, I put their project on hold until I received payment for my outstanding invoices.
Sure.
So it is council's decision whether or not you approve this tonight or not. You can put it on hold until we receive payment or escrow.
I'd like to make a motion to put it on hold.
Second.
That's all right. I'm just thinking, are we shooting ourselves in the foot and holding up the contamination from being cleaned up by doing this?
We're only holding it for a brief period of time. This is not holding definite. This is
holding
this
all out there.
Yeah.
They have to move
forward. As I'm thinking about it, I want to verbalize
it's a matter of getting our escrow money that we're entitled to because we're paying out and not getting reimbursed. It's affecting our tax base.
We should not pay for
any of this. That you were told that, you know, once the invoices came in that they would be paid.
They're well aware of that. I will tell you that after this, it's costing me more money to figure out how to get paid than if they had just paid me.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Should we reach out to our congressman about that, do you think? Would that his office be able to help us?
That might be a good idea.
We'll start there, and if he doesn't get any action, we can go to the senators.
Yep.
Okay, that was due 48-2014 for the redemption of a tax sale certificate.
Anybody? I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Doris?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay, vouchers.
Make a motion, we pay the bill.
Second.
Any discussion on the vouchers?
Just a request. Can you, somewhere along the line, way it changed, can you, instead of having meeting date, make it like the date of service or?
Right.
Okay.
Some of these are.
Yeah, it's like confusing and basically they all say tonight's meeting date. Same meeting date?
Oh, I see.
Compared to when this bill happened or.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. When you put in a bill, you have the option of putting in
when the service was.
Yeah, that's what we want.
But
yeah, that would be better.
Yeah, we can do that.
Thanks. Good thing you know.
Anything else?
Did you ask for questions or comments on the bills?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just asked, why did the engineer, what did the engineer have to do with the garbage bid analysis?
He assisted me while I was on surgery.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Okay.
Well,
that's all right. Yeah, that was still well. Yes. Jones? Yes. Torres? Yes. McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson? Yes, everything except Fire Company and
Rescue Squad. That brings us to your recap.
Provide counsel with the developer's agreement and the amended agreement for Washington Square. Make sure Joe Trinity is appearing on April 15th. Begin to look into the process and exact locations of Mr. Coleman's request to vacate a portion of that paper road. Obtain and not to exceed letter from our sewer engineer for the work on South Lincoln.
South Prospect.
Have the municipal attorney review the contract with Veolia. CPW can do a frequently asked questions regarding snow plowing. Look into what we do with our excess gravel from the street sweeper. Completely renegotiate the New Jersey American Water easement agreement.
To include cell rights.
Right, I have a cell tower. Can the property be used again? Change that.
Mm-hmm.
Contact the congressman regarding the EPA Superfund site and put the actual service date on the bill list, not the meeting date.
Council remarks. Mr. Torres, let's start with you tonight.
I don't think I have any other remarks tonight.
Okay. Mrs. Connery.
I'm looking for another body know that the rest is having a Tuesday, not at 8:26, at 2 p.m. at the Bell Bar.
Mrs. Weaver.
Do you have any idea when that bulk pickup's going to be?
May
9th. It is on the calendar.
May 9th? Okay.
Yes.
I don't look at the calendar. May 9th?
Okay.
Thanks. Will you send out an email blast? And
yeah, we were going to send something out clarifying what's acceptable and what's not.
Yeah. Even if it can be a mailing, it'd be even better. And how people going to even know about it?
It's on the back of the calendar?
I believe it is on the back of the calendar, but I had this conversation with other staff members. I think there's still some clarification and reminders needed.
Yeah,
can you put an ad in the paper?
I can do that.
Yeah, maybe do that then. Not something.
Yeah,
well, I don't know if I want that paper.
Well,
it
would be interesting.
No, you know what? I don't know if we should put that. People start showing up from other municipalities.
Right, I don't want that. That's okay. I don't want the paper.
We want to see our residents, so.
How about Ms. Messenger?
We'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there in time. Well, maybe.
When's that go out?
Yeah, the April 1 just came out.
Yeah, go out May
1st. So it'll be too late for it. It's too late. The next, they already did April, and it'll be too late. The collection's before the next.
Right.
Well, we can put it out. We can ask the bid to put it on their website or, you know, to their email or this.
And then the bid's having the Arts Festival in April. So, Sandy, since you're here, do you want to?
Yeah.
Give more details.
The kickoff of the art walk is on Friday, April 25th, and then on Saturday is the big art festival. The first prize is $1,000. Really great. The application fee for artists is really only $15, and so it's a great opportunity. People are all really proud to have gotten so many artists and make it accessible to the community.
And for everyone, you know, we were having a big discussion about this the other day, like some people might be intimidated and might not go to an art gallery, let alone be able to afford to do things like in the city. So I think it's great that artists are finding a home here and that all the community can enjoy things like that and accessible and easy for the general public. And along with that, there's also going to be a little green exhibitor section as well. Part of the green team and our affiliation there. Mayor, if you'd like to come, I think we have a meeting tomorrow night. If you're up for a green meeting week, it's a good meeting Thursday night as well.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, we're really excited. We've gotten such a great response. I mean, I think we already had in like 40 applications, and last year at this time we had about half that. And traditionally we get a lot of the ads, so everyone's very excited about it. And
great. Thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Thompson.
No, at this time, thank you. And have a good evening.
Mr. Higgins.
Sure. If you could convey to the employees, thank you for our insurance awards, because they're the ones who actually do it. What is the actual budget approval date?
We scheduled our public hearing for April 15th.
Did we get did we ever get a check from Sorelli?
No, we did not.
Tell them to get that thing out of there.
Give me another chance. We've almost got it.
Right. We've already had.
I don't even want them here until I figure it out. I don't want somebody else getting the money that we have there now.
You want what?
I don't want someone else getting the money that's there now. I need to figure out where.
Somebody else has got the money for the things that were there already.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything yet.
Thank you.
Right. So we'll have to get that money. So you're in the process of getting that, correct?
Work every week on getting that money.
Okay.
You want me to call Mr. Sorelli?
Like to.
Certainly could help.
Listen, I'm the guy.
You're telling me you're going to go ask the League of Municipalities.
I'm the guy that was there that you talked into this down there at the League of Municipalities.
Right.
I'll put a boost right next to you and say, don't do that.
Well, tell them there were other people down there who had the same service.
Yeah, right? All right. Any idea on when Quick Check is going to hook up with us?
No.
Okay. Did you relay to them what we discussed previously?
We're still negotiating.
Negotiating. Okay, good.
Pardon.
You want me to call Mr. Durham?
No.
I swear, you've gone that way.
Yeah,
that'll be something for you on the 16th or 17th.
Yeah, right. Okay. The BASF, can we get something from them officially as to when they are leaving?
They won't commit that.
I want something officially from them that tells us when we are going to discontinue providing sewer service to them.
I heard something today that they're going to have a cleanup crew there for 2 years.
Okay, well, that's good for me.
Our sewer engineer and Kevin Schout from the sewer plant had a meeting with BASF, and they are delayed by at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I would like something in writing from BASF when their planned new plant date is.
Excellent.
So that we can properly prepare. I think they owe it to us.
Anything else, sir?
Pardon me?
Anything else?
I'm sure there is, but
okay.
Oh yes, there is, right here. Dog license. When we give them the shots.
Third Saturday in April, 2 to 4 in the fire base.
Saturday is April.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the 19th.
Do we put that in any way? Can we do that in an email blast?
We do it in an email blast.
Yeah.
The door.
Well, I don't come here too often. Thanks.
What'd you say?
I have one question with the water and the agreement. The tank. Does the emergency people ever put up like an emergency antenna, you know, for like, okay.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Time clock. The fingerprint. so we know who's here, who's not here. What's the status on it?
Have to integrate it with our payroll system.
Mm-hmm. Have you got some numbers?
Not on the integration part, only on the clock itself.
How much is the clock?
How are you going to put it in? You got to put it up in the pool, too, right?
They have separate time clocks at the pool.
Right, DPW and here.
And I don't.
Maybe the library, too.
That's
really important.
Come.
DPW and Borough Hall. I don't know about the library or the pool right now.
The Borough
Hall?
They
get that. One employee at the library is not.
But that's a yearly agreement, and that could change from year to year. So we don't know. Right now, that's the way it is.
Right.
Don't they have down in the recreation the old paper time clock?
They do. That's what they have right now.
Yeah,
that was used mostly for the lifeguards and
the
yes.
It helps. Yeah, so we can.
Anything else, Mr. Jones?
Nope.
Okay, I have nothing then.
I got one other thing for Christian.
Go ahead.
If I could, she was. I just had to see.
She's hiding from you.
If you could. When you finalize the recreation numbers, new numbers that they presented, can you give us an update as soon as possible before the budget meeting for the final, now proposed budget as amended?
That's a whole. Okay, I have nothing, so I would then accept the motion to adjourn if there's nothing else.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.